Section 2. Blink in Black and White. Over the past few years, a number of psychologists have begun to look more closely at the role these kinds of unconscious, or as they like to call them, implicit associations, play in our beliefs and behavior. And much of their work has focused on a very fascinating tool called the Implicit Association Test, or the IAT. The IAT was devised by Anthony Greenwald, Mazarin Banerjee, and Brian Nosek, and it is based on a seemingly obvious but nonetheless quite profound observation. We make connections much more quickly between pairs of ideas that are already related in our minds than we do between pairs of ideas that are unfamiliar to us. What does that mean? Let me give you an example. What follows is a list of names. As you hear each name, assign it in your mind to the category to which you think it belongs. The two categories are male and female. Don't skip over words, and don't worry if you make any mistakes. John, Bob, Amy, Holly, Joan, Derek, Peggy, Jason, Lisa, Matt, Sarah. That was easy, right? And the reason that is easy is that when we read or hear the name John or Bob or Holly, we don't even have to think about whether it's a masculine or a feminine name. We all have a strong prior association between a first name like John and the male gender, or a name like Lisa and things female. That was a warm-up. Now let's complete an actual IAT. It works like the warm-up, except that now I'm going to mix two entirely separate categories together. The first category is male or career, and the second is female or family. Once again, place each word in the category to which it belongs. Lisa, Matt, laundry, entrepreneur, John, merchant, Bob, capitalist, Holly, Joan, home, corporation, siblings, Peggy, Jason, kitchen, housework, parents, Sarah, Derek. My guess is that most of you found that a little harder, but that you were still pretty fast at putting the words into the right categories. Now try this. The two categories have been changed to male or family and female or career. Here is the list. Babies. Sarah. Derek. Merchant. Employment. John. Bob. Holly. Domestic. Entrepreneur. Office. Joan. Peggy. Cousins. Grandparents. Jason. Home. Lisa. Corporation. Matt. Did you notice the difference? This test was quite a bit harder than the one before it, wasn't it? If you are like most people, it took you a little longer to put the word entrepreneur into the career category when career was paired with female than when career was paired with male. That's because most of us have much stronger mental associations between maleness and career-oriented concepts than we do between femaleness and ideas related to careers. Male and capitalist go together in our minds a lot like John and male did. But when the category is male or family, we have to stop and think, even if it's only for a few hundred milliseconds, before we decide what to do with a word like merchant.